This is Dr. Mejia, the champion for the patient, Pedro Irribarren, spell Irribarren, medical records 148438, their birth 371962, referring physician Dr. Mital Shah, SHAH, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, status procedure February 9, 2022, indication screening for colon cancer, abdominal pain, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, submucosal nodule of the cecum at the appendiceal orifice. This is maybe consistent with inverted appendix remnant, period. Biopsies were taken, period. Number 2, sigmoid colon polyp, period. Paragraph, deform section cecum, complications non immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was good, period. Paragraph, operative procedure, aspirin, colonoscopy, template, period. Paragraph, findings. Anorectum, internal hemorrhoids, grade 1, period, sigmoid descending colon, period normal, period paragraph, sigmoid inflation, period normal, period paragraph, transverse colon, hepatic inflation, period normal, period paragraph. Note, in the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, spell, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, period paragraph. Hepatic inflation, period normal, period paragraph, descending colon, period normal, period paragraph. In the cecum, there's a small submucosal nodule. This appears to be coming from the appendiceal orifice, period. This could be a inverted appendiceal remnant, period biopsies were taken, period paragraph. Rest of the cecum appear normal, period paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient will need ABP colonoscopy in 1 year to assess stability of submucosal nodule of the cecum. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, patient needs to follow up in geopsy in 3 to 4 weeks.